sweat and tears as the blue men don out of the north end zone. The dreams of playing in the dome, the times they were young men playing in the backyards under the dimly lit fields of their backyard or on the playgrounds around Albion and Monroe County. The dreams of these young men dreamt of a game just like this, where two 11-0 teams would decide a trip to the Unidome. Tonight, the Blue Demons and Minneapolis to go at it in a historic battle on Ironman Field. Buckle them up, lace them up, we're ready to go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights.
How you're supposed to do it.
You have shown yourselves just exactly who you are in here.
It's about heart. It's about who can go out there and play the hardest, who can go out there and play the smartest.
This is your time.
The time is now.
Focus on the fundamentals. We've gone over time and time again.
This is who we are. They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced.
I'll ask you one last time. If you put your effort and concentration, we're going to be winners.
You have to taste to win, want to win, and above all else, have the will to win.
That's how winning is done.
Down the sideline, cut by Zach Eugen! Unbelievable!
Baby, it's you and me, you see, we can turn the night up. And if you feel the way I feel, we can turn the night up. Give me some of that.
Third down and 10, here comes another blitz. Blocked, the last guy picked up! Here's the throw down the flat. It's short. It's picked up. Going the other way.
Runs over.
It's over. It's a 25. Out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And that's it. We'll get the Blue Demons the ball back.
Maybe it's you and me. You see, we can turn the night up. And if you feel the way I feel, we can turn the night up. Give me some of that.
Third down and 10. Here comes another blitz. Blocked. The last guy picked up. Running the other way. Houston Clare. All the way to the 48. Here's a handoff running with this Schultz. Schultz has made the 5-yard line. Touchdown. Sergeant Schultz takes it in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Albion. We're an extra point away from tying this football game up. Touchdown, Albion.
A great series right there. The whole team stepping up, doing their job. What a phenomenal play. That's just what we need. We've seen that on this Blue Demon defense. They don't quit. They keep bringing it all the time. I think Jimmy needs a little CPR down there.
Oh, you gotta love it.
Give me some of that.
On Thunder Country, KIIC.
Football season is here.
That's it, man. It's all business.
Can't go out there scared.
Oh, mama, hey. I know.
Gotta go out there. Let's be heroes.
England! Touchdown, Albion! England! Let's go! Touchdown, Albion!
Go, England! Let's go, England!
Play our game.
They get a call
from
my
team.
That's it.
We got to draw the flag.
Keep each other up.
Draw the flag. Don't go for the paint. Go for the flag.
Keep each other up, man.
Let's go.
Get on
the field,
baby.
Turn it up.
LPS. LPS, go. Houston flight.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot. And Malik Dover Lodge. STM.
Go.
Safety console.
Safety go.
SPE.
SPE go.
LRD.
LRD is go.
SRO.
SRO is go.
You have range clear to launch. And CDR. CDR, so.
That's it! Don't be!
Bring it on!
Second down. 10 yards. You go for the right answer.
This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country KIIC.
Minus 10, 9, 8. The clock is 7. Operating. We're underway.
And quality base here.
Endeavor. Go at throttle.
Friday Night Lights is on the air. Friday Night Lights is brought to you by Dr. Adler, by Albia Motor, Belzer Equipment, by Benton Place Apartments and Bluff Creek Archery, also by Community First Credit Union and Dewey Motor, by Edward Jones and Albia, and Dr. Matt Sarver, by First Iowa State Bank and Hy-Vee, also by Mick Furniture, Lathrop Construction, the Monroe County Hospital, Quality Ag, by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home and Summer Insurance, by Summer's Car Credit, Tharp Funeral Home, and by Titan Machinery, by The Cutting Edge and Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Also, by Southern Iowa Technologies, Indian Hills Community College, by Blackbird Primitives, and Conley Spray Foam. Also by Midwest Health Assisted Living Centers in Iowa. By your Albia Hardee's, Jim and Charlie's, the Albia Golf and Country Club, and by Hawkeye Real Estate. By GP Insurance, Dr. Sokol, Big T Auto, and by Steve and Leslie Goodlow. Also brought to you by Albia Brewing Company, Breeze Rest Home, your Napa store in Albia, River of Life Family Worship Center, and Cindy's Beauty Hut. This is Friday Night Lights! Welcome, everyone, to a historic night. Welcome to Ironman Field. And, gentlemen, Big T, Dan, Jimmy, and Big C, guys, this is not any other Friday night. This is a historic night, a battle of two undefeated teams, both with an opportunity to go to the Dome. And, gentlemen, there has not been another night like this for Albia. Dan, I don't think it gets any bigger than this.
Oh, definitely. You know, we got two 11-0 teams. Both teams, Albia and Mediapolis, having phenomenal seasons. They're playing to the level they really expect to be. Both teams respectively. Albia, of course, has the goal of wanting to get to the Dome and play for that championship. And in order to do that, it means you go out and you take care of business tonight. And so it is very historic, that's for sure. You know, as we talk to the players, and Christian and I do those player interviews, you know, I'm just amazed at the calm and the resolve they have. This is another game for them. And I really hope they come out with that attitude, because if they do, good things will happen.
Well, on the sidelines tonight, guys, there will be an extra level of energy that is going to permeate from Ironman Field. The home field advantage is special here at this stadium. And, Jimmy, after a full week of recovery, not a full week, a recovery week, it's going to be electric on that sidelines. And will that electricity feed Albia, or will it to paralyze you? Because that's what emotion can do.
Well, we'll find out at the start, you know, and it's going to be it's tough because we're here. You're here. They can smell it. They want it, you know. And so when, you know, the kickoff starts, you got to let it go. Butterfly's got to be gone. And I think Dan said it, you know, these kids are ready. I mean, on the sidelines, we watch them, don't we, T? We see them, Christian. You see the eyes of winners. You see the eyes of believers. And it's like, and they smile. The whole time they're hitting and hurting, they're smiling. And I think, you know, I can just smell it. You know, I smelled it from this, the beginning of the season. I told you, man, we have a great team here. We're playing a great team. We have a great team.
Tim, one of the things that has been our advantage all season long, we called it from week one, is depth, the two-platoon football. When you get late in the season like this, this is where it can shine, and it will be important for Albie tonight to not get contributors for one or two guys, but from a whole team.
That's true, you know. And but, you know, we were just going over the rosters over here, and, you know, Mediapolis, and I think we've got one more guy than the Mediapolis roster. But the difference is, you know, I know a lot of these Mediapolis guys play both ways. You know, so getting that late third quarter and fourth quarter, you know, you start grinding those guys down. That's what we've been able to do all year long. I don't think it's going to be any different tonight.
One of the things that people could point to, Christian, is that Mediapolis has been here. They've been through this. They were in the championship game just 1 year ago. But not to discount the fact that Albia has a head coach that's in the Hall of Fame, and he's been there, and he's won it. And that's an advantage.
That is for sure. I mean, Mediapolis, yes, they have a huge chip on their shoulder, but we have one phenomenal coach that has been there many times before and has won it once before. And I think with that expertise and that head coach, and it all starts from the head of the organization. And if you have that strong character like we do, and everyone believes in the system like he has been for the past 5 years, you're seeing it. Each step so far, each year, it has gotten better and better and better. Here it is, and they all believe. And you can hear them in their afterglows. Do you believe? We believe. And that's the biggest key, is believing in your head coach. And I think they're doing it, and it's going to show out there tonight.
Historic night on Ironman Field. But you, our listeners, are a part of a historic night here on KIC. We believed and forecast this will be the largest listened-to audience in KIC history. And that's saying something with all the broadcasts we've done over the years with the state tournaments and the wrestling tournaments. It's something that is going to be huge for the broadcast lines tonight. It will probably fill the streaming lines tonight.
Oh, I think so. And it does say a lot. You know, we look at the last several years here. You and Joe Sinclair do a phenomenal job doing the wrestling all the way through to the state tournament. You know, I know there's a lot of folks who listen on that, and you know I'm one who gets, I don't get up there as much as I'd like at the wrestling tournament, so I'm listening in when you guys are doing that, and that's a heavily listened to. But tonight, you know, the streams and countless other on the radios, you know, we see the headsets here at the game always every week. They're listening to us as they're going here on the stadium channel. Folks stay at home because that's just their habit. They want to stay at home and listen to us, which always amazes me that they want to listen to some goofballs calling the game. But, you know, I saw people streaming in the Eagles Club. We've talked all year long about how they're always out there representing. People going to the Eagles Club earlier this afternoon, and they had their Blue Demon gear on. They're ready to listen and get going, and so we know they're joining in, and big groups and throngs of people are cheering on that Blue Demon squad.
We know they're listening to the Eagles Club right now, and we want to say hello, Eagles Club. Yep. We're going to have your impact player of the first half. The Eagles Club is serving right now. The kitchen's open. They've got some great deals going on, and they're going to be there all night long, including the celebration of a Blue Demon victory tonight. But we're going to have your impact player of the first half. We want to hear from you. 27 states, Dan, as you text in and Eric called.
That's amazing.
I want to give a shout out to Betty and Mike Lawrence. They've left several messages on the voicemail, giving Albie lots of wishes, and we want to hear from you. We want to see if we surpass that. As of the time we went on the air, 106 text messages I received today before we got on the air that I haven't read yet. I can't tell you the number that I got because it's so. We want to hear from you tonight. Send a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Again, that's 641-799-1437.
Tell us where you're at, what you're doing. Send us a picture. Yes. Let us see where you're at and everything. Sideline guys, they're ready to hit the field, man. They're ready to go.
We're going to come back and go down to Ironman Field and check out the condition of the field and get your player interviews and coaches interviews when we come back to this playoff edition of Friday Night Lights. Don't go anywhere.
I could not be proud. No, I am so proud.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit?
Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa! We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest! I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit! So come get you some! That's right, get you some at Summers Car Credit! 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa!
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
I'm Beth Hunter, back at the Foxhole Gun Range at 2603 Romer Avenue in Ottumwa. I'm with Aaron Hurley. And Aaron, I don't know a lot about guns. I just think they are beautiful. Deer season is opening up soon. We need to let folks know if they need a new gun to go out and fetch them up some food, what you have here.
Absolutely. And for our friends across the border in Missouri, we have a really sweet selection of nice high-powered rifles coming up that would fit anybody's case. A large selection of also of shotguns coming up for the hunting season here in Iowa. So whether you're a hunter in Iowa or Missouri, either one, we are going to have a large selection of merchandise that should really fit your needs.
And ammunition as well.
Lots of 22 long rifle, which is becoming the holy grail of things to find in the ammunition world, plus a lot of other mixed ammunitions and sporting goods equipment that day.
Plus a shooting range. This is amazing. So even if you don't know how to shoot, you can come on down and learn how to shoot. We're at Foxhole Gun Range at 2603 Romer Avenue in Ottumwa.
All right, back in the Friday Night Lights studio. If you're on your way to the game, you'll need a jacket. Partly cloudy skies on the overnight. The kickoff temperature should be around 49 degrees here at about 7 o'clock. Currently 51 degrees at the moment with some breezy conditions out there as well. Winds are out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. But otherwise, outside of the wind, weather shouldn't be much of a factor. All right, let's take a look at some of the games we're going to be bringing you tonight. Of course, right here on 96.7 FM, it is Mediapolis and Albia, both unbeaten, 11-0. The only other unbeaten matchup tonight in the whole state of Iowa is in eight-man football, where Springville, 11-0, takes on Don Bosco of Gilbertville, 11-0. That's the only other matchup where we've got two unbeatens in the state of Iowa taking on each other. So it will be Albia, ranked number two or three in the state, taking on a number seven Mediapolis right here in Albia. And that broadcast continues here as we'll go back out to Ironman Field with the crew in just a little bit on 96.7 FM. And we've opened up some more streaming channels at KIICradio.com. All right, let's take a look at some of the other games we're covering or streaming for you tonight. One game we're streaming on a couple of our streams, normally on stream number four, but we've opened up a few other channels on stream number four. It's Wayne, and they are taking on Adair Casey. Wayne is 8-3. They are traveling to Adair Casey, 11-0. Otherwise, in eight-man football, it is Glidden Ralston taking on and traveling to Exira at Elkhorn Kibbleton. Newell Fonda also is on the road tonight to take on Marcus Meridon Claiborne. Marcus Meridon Claiborne. They're 10-1 on the season in eight-man football. In Class A, it's West Lyon of Inwood hosting Bishop Garrigan of Algona. Audubon will travel to AHST Avoca, and it's Gladbrook Rhinebeck playing host to Wapsie Valley of Fairbank in Class A. The other Class A game, of course, and you'll hear that on our sister station 106.9 FM and on stream number 7 as Pekin, 9-2, travels to BGM of Brooklyn, 11-0. This is a rematch of the last game of the regular season as Pekin thinks they can take on and grab the game this time from BGM of Brooklyn. And again, that broadcast at 6:45 on 106.9 FM. It's St. Edmund of Fort Dodge playing host to South O'Brien of Paulina in Class 1A. A lot of these schools we don't talk about very much from week to week, but it is down to the final eight teams in each class. Van Meter will host Ogden for another matchup. And in Class 1A, it's South Winneshiek of Kalmar traveling to North Fayette Valley. And the other game that we'll be keeping an eye on and providing scores will be Iowa City Regina with a 50-some game win streak taking on and hosting Maquoketa Valley of Delhi, also unbeaten on the season at Iowa City Regina tonight. All right, in Class 2A, we mentioned Albia playing host to Mediapolis. And we're going to be keeping an eye on the winner of the New Hampton walk-on game. It's going to be the winner of that game taking on the winner of the Albia-Mediapolis game. So New Hampton playing host to walk-on tonight. And Gilbert travels to Carroll Kemper. Sioux Center plays host to Boyden Hole Rock Valley. And that rounds out Class 2A. In Class 3A, it's Bishop Heelan playing host to Harlan. And Grinnell travels to Clear Lake. We'll have updates on that score tonight as well. Decorah plays host to Solon. And it's Pella playing host to Washington in a rematch in Pella tonight. Pella 11-0, Washington 10-1. And then finishing it out here in Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Valley 8-2 as they travel to Ames tonight 11-0. You can hear that broadcast at KIICradio.com. Stream number 9, we'll have that one for you. And it's Dowling Catholic and Waukee going at it tonight as well. Pleasant Valley plays host to Bettendorf. And the only other game then in Class 4A is Cedar Rapids Xavier playing host to Cedar Rapids Kennedy in a crosstown rivalry in Class 4A. Big, big night. We are in the second round of the playoffs in November here as the winners of the next of this round go to the Dome as the final four teams in each class remain after tonight. We'll know a whole lot more in about 2 hours. And we'll bring it all to you right here on Thunder Country, KIIC.
This is Tim from Big T Auto Credit, and I often get asked, what does the T stand for? The T stands for trust. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, you can trust that we have the right car, truck, van, or SUV for you. It also stands for team. Just like the Blue Demons and Lady D's, our team strives to get better each and every day. And touchdowns. You can score a great deal with in-house financing at Big T Auto Credit. So come see us at Big T Auto Credit, 401 East Main, Knoxville, Iowa.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
More and more people of all ages are turning to chiropractic health care. There's a reason for that, and a doctor who can help you find out for yourself just how much chiropractic health care can improve your life. That doctor is Dr. Matt Sarver of Chiropractic Health Care of Albia at 909 South Clinton Street. No matter your age, Dr. Sarver can diagnose and treat common spinal misalignments that can occur from lifestyle or injury, which cause you pain and discomfort. Contact Dr. Matt Sarver at 932-2939 or stop by today.
This is Morgan Freeman on Friday Night Lights. Thanks for inviting me to be here. You know, there comes a time during the fall every year when you can smell the aroma of fresh cut grass. Sometimes I think it smells like popcorn.
Boom! Enough of this flowery talk. Let's play football. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
The men in blue have taken the field. They're at the 50-yard line, warming them up, and the pads are popping and down the sideline. Big T, Jimmy, and Big C, and up here in the broadcast booth where it's nice and cozy and warm.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and yours truly, Jason Summers, here bringing tonight's historic contest, 11-0. Both teams entering tonight's contest in a historic ball game. Someone's going to punch their ticket to the Dome. Guys, you know, we're just talking off the air as going through the commercial break. Jimmy, you know, remembering when we were the young men, the kids that all the kids that you look around that are going to be lined in the end zones and watching tonight's football game, these kids that are playing on the field tonight,
It was their dads that were standing on the sideline with us, watching the likes of Brian Baker and Tim Gomat, Dan Stocker, you know, guys that
Coach Folkerts, Dave Winger. Yeah. I mean, some of the guys that are still around here today.
Well, that's the truth, Jason. You know, I mean, as a young kid, you look at them and, you know, I hate to call them idols, but, you know, they're an idol. You look up to them and you think, man, it's Stocker was. I'd say Baker was one of them. We always wanted to be Baker. Who didn't want to be? Come on, you know. Yep. There's a lot of great players, you know, but we did. We leave these games at nighttime. We go home. We dream. Yep. And we dream to these moments of getting big, you know, and going to the next level and playing. And we're seeing it tonight, Jason. I hope people know that there's a lot of kids out here with some unreal talent, unreal ability. But the most thing, Jason, is their heart. And their desire is like no other big. When we clap their hands when they come through here, man, I seen eyes. Eyes of the tiger, brother. You wait and see. Tonight's going to be good.
Well, Dan, you know, what happens is when you start to build a program and you have people you look up to, it starts to build the depth of that program and that kids want to play football for you. And, that's what's that's also a stake tonight is a next generation of Blue Demon fans or
you know,
players.
Yeah, it is, and we've heard that early on. And the one who vividly stands out in my mind is Griffin Osing on one of our player interviews early in the season. You know, he talked about what he was looking for is his legacy is those kids 10, 15 years from now that are still playing football who had idols of these guys of the Blue Demon squad, you know, and these guys really get it, and they see the much bigger picture. It's not only about them in the moment, but it's about what they can do for this community, their school, and their fellow student body, and that's huge. I mean, that's really getting it, and that's what this community really thrives for. You know, it's not unique. You know, football on Friday nights is a special thing for every community, but boy, they sure do get it here. The fans get it here. The kids are getting it, and we're seeing a lot of hard work paying off here. You know, we're talking with my kids this evening just before I came over. You know, this didn't happen just this year. You know, these guys have been working on, and Christian mentioned, this has been building for several years, but these guys start at least tackle in fifth grade and having successful seasons there and really building on it, hitting the weights, getting faster, getting stronger, and boy, we see that when you've got just a two-platoon system in a 2A school. We've only got one player who's going both ways right now, and even then he gets a breather once in a while, and that's Griffin. You know, but otherwise, we're just bringing guys left and right all night long.
Well, Tim, you help coach these kids when they're in fifth and sixth grade tackle football. Jimmy was there as well, and I know you were part of that locker room conversation we had in their sixth grade year, their last game. They'd went undefeated up until that point, both in fifth and sixth grade. And we challenged them that that night was not the end of a great season, but just the beginning of what was really important for them was to stay together and then to make their goal to play their final game indoors and on the dome.
We did. You know, I mean, I can remember like it was yesterday, man. You gave a great speech, and you know, these guys have stuck together. You know, I mean, and this coaching staff, I can't say enough about this coaching staff and what they bring to this program and about the togetherness and the brotherhood. You know, that's just added the fuel to the fire, my brother.
Well, tonight we want to hear from you. You're a part of this, and we want to hear from you. We had 27 states that checked in on Monday night. We want to see if we can exceed that. We know that we have people listening not just in the continental United States, but all over the world, and we'd like to hear from you. You can send us a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Yeah, and if we get all 30 states, we've got them all, right?
Oh, 31, Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
641-799-1437. Send us a text and a picture if you got one. 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Sam Shepard's checking in tonight. Let's go, Blue. Dome in sight. Jorn and Brian Crawl listening at home. And go, Big Blue. I have a full house of Blue Demon fans celebrating my birthday and listening to you win this, guys. That would be the best present ever. Old umpire Patty listening in tonight. And, Dan, we want to hear from all of them.
You bet.
And so let's get to some of the conversations that some of these players tonight, Dan, had with you and Christian this morning. You met up with the two outstanding Blue Demon leaders.
Yeah, we did. I had a chance to visit with Shadow Leshen and Christian. I sat down with Dylan Perkins and just two fine young men. They're really representing the school well and their team well. And in fact, let's go to that Shadow Leshen interview. We'll get that one right now.
With me now is star senior cornerback on this Albie Blue Demon football squad, Shadow Leshen. Shadow, welcome to the program today.
Thank you.
It's great having you here. You've last game set the record for the most interceptions in a season for a Blue Demon football player with 6. That's actually tied with Albie's own coach, Dave Winger. That's got to make you feel pretty proud to have that record.
It does. It does, knowing that he's our wrestling coach.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and that's something you're going to have for the rest of the season, and you got a few more games here to get in, so you can exceed that. have you been had a chance to kind of hold that over him a little bit about how you're much better covered and picking those balls off than he is?
A little bit, but he says that we throw the ball and we have more games in the season than they did, so that means that he's better because he got one every game, but I don't believe so.
Yeah, and you know, we talked a little bit off here. I'm not sure how I played with the man. I don't know how he got six interceptions because nobody threw the ball back then, so I don't know how it's even possible. I think he's making that record up. In the middle of the night, he's putting that up there, but he claimed six, and he's put his name on the line, and so now you've got that, so there's no way he can take that back, and that's outstanding. Good job out of you. You know, that you set that last with the two interceptions last week against Mid Prairie Wellman, and what's going through your mind, and how are you able to come up with those interceptions?
Playing deeper than my receiver, because we always play cover one when they go out into trips or twins, and our linebackers take the flats, and then I take the deep third, and the quarterback was rolling out to his right, eye on the receiver. I just kind of followed with his eyes, and he was on the run, so I mean, normal natural quarterbacks can be hard to throw the ball farther on the run than it is, you know, kind of just taking your three-step drop and launching it. So I kind of came up a little bit, and then I seen him kind of lob it up, and then I just ran as fast as I could and just caught it.
You know, you guys have obviously a phenomenal season going right now, and we look to continue on for a long time here. 11-0, you're coming into the third round of the playoffs here. We host yet again another quality opponent in Mediapolis. How is that for you guys in terms of trying to get yourself ready for the game? You know, Coach Staten always talks about the next big game on the schedule is the next one. It's, you know, there's no game bigger than the other. You know, this game's just as big as Fairfield was in week one. How does that translate? What's that mean to you guys when he talks about that?
Pretty much what he says in our togetherness night is, I mean, they just have a different color uniform on. They're out there trying to win the game. We're playing football. I mean, different color jerseys. They're the same people as we are. They're just trying to win a football game. I mean, we don't know who's better yet, but we'll hopefully find out tonight.
You know, and I got to think, as I hear you guys talk, and I've heard Coach talk about that philosophy, that actually in the playoffs, I would think that actually makes it easier for you to get ready for the game. It would take a little of the pressure off, because if you're just taking it as a workmanlike approach, there's no reason to get all nervous or anything. Just go out and play your game. Does that help at all, especially in the playoffs?
Yeah, it does. I mean, he says just go out there and have fun. I mean, as soon as we score that first touchdown, I mean, then they got to be ready, because then our offense is going to start flowing, because we start getting excited, smiling, giving high fives, and I mean, it's just fun. We're just going out there to have fun and just win a football game.
You know, Monday night, the field, it wasn't raining, but boy, it sure was awful wet out there, and it certainly was slippery, and it caused a lot of problems for you guys there with sliding, both on offense and defense. Definitely impacted, I think, the way we like to play. Tonight, the sun's out here this morning as we record this interview, and it looks like it's going to dry it up, and hopefully that'll make it a little more firm for you guys. How does that play into your guys' hand, on the defensive side especially, but also then for the offense? How does, you know, getting that field a little drier help?
On the defensive side, it's hard, because we got to make cuts and adjust to how the running back or quarterback's flowing, and it's hard to break down, so you got to chop your feet a lot more. And then I think on offense, if it's raining like that, and it's muddy out there, the ball's getting a little wet, and Brett looks like he has a hard time throwing it, can't even grip it, just trying to palm it and lob it up. But I mean, it's just difficult, because then when Brett tries to drop back or start scrambling, has to turn the other way, he's falling down, and I mean, I feel bad for him, because I mean, he's better than that, but it's just the weather conditions that's causing him to fall and slip. So I mean, hopefully tonight it's a little bit better.
Well, I think it definitely looks like it should be for us. Coming into tonight, Mediapolis, again, a very formidable opponent. What do we know about them? What's their offense going to be bringing to us? What are you guys looking for on that defensive side?
Running the spread. They have a good running back. His name's Stephen Holloway, number 33. He's a pretty big back. And then they have another running back, number 6, that's pretty fast. They try to throw about there maybe when they're on the 50-yard line, just because he's an open field runner. But, I mean, the quarterback, as we can see, 99% of the time will roll out to his right side. And his number one receiver is number 22. So we're going to have Blake Bear covering him. I'm probably going to be playing a little bit of free safety linebacker and just covering the other outside receiver, because we're going to go with height matchups tonight. Because as Mid-Prairie game, I mean, 6'3", 5'5", it's going to be hard to get up. So, I mean, we'll do good tonight.
You know, and it's interesting you talk about you moving around. It's something we've seen all year long, where with all the athletes and the ability that we have on this team, you guys are really able to move it and move into different positions. You know, from you going to linebacker to free safety to corner. Does that cause you guys any grief, or does that make things difficult for you at all?
Nope, we just go on that assignment on the first day that Coach Bear tells us to, and then we just practice that all week, and then we just adjust to it. We're just out there to have fun. So,
and that definitely shows the way you guys play. And, you know, talk about having fun. The other thing that we always see, or it seems like, you know, as soon as one of you on the team get a big hit or an interception or a turnover, it seems like everyone else just really lights up and wants to try to do and outdo the other one in a good way.
Yeah.
Do you guys see that? Are you guys really kind of competing against yourselves?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Compete. If I get an interception, Brett's looking to throw a touchdown pass. I mean, it's a little brotherly love right there.
And it just, you know, defensively, you guys just look like you're starting to swarm. You know, we could talk about there's blood in the water, and you guys are just like sharks out there. As soon as, like I said, if you come up and get a big hit, then all of a sudden you'll see Bryce want to do one, or Blake Lawless, or Blake Bear. You know, just everyone's trying to get theirs and try to outdo the next guy.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm over there late, and then we already have 10 guys over there. I'm the last one over there. I'm like, I need to get faster or something.
So, you know, tonight, obviously, you come out, you're gonna play relaxed, you're going to play hard, you know, hopefully get that win. Where's this team going to end up? What's the ultimate goal for you guys?
You and I Dome up in Cedar Falls, is it? Playing for the state championship, so it's going to be a good one.
You know, and I think that's more than realistic. You guys have shown that ability all year long. Shadow, I appreciate you coming on. You're just fun, a young man to watch play on the field. You bring a lot of enthusiasm and tenacity on that field. You're a great young man to talk to. I appreciate you coming in and being part of the program.
Thank you. I'm sorry we couldn't get Schultz here this morning.
Oh, we don't give up. We might get him in before the day's up here. That is Shadow Leshen, star cornerback for this Albion Blue Demon football squad. We'll be right back after this short timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Lights.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albion. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The Albion Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is TV13's Keith Murphy. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights on Fonder Country.
Murphy just said Fonder Country?
I know, Andy. That's the way you say it.
I think it's Thunder Country.
Oh, Fonder! It sounds bigger, and this is a big show.
But this is Southern Iowa, and I think they talk more like Coup d'Etat down there. Thunder.
Let's just get back to the show. Here's Jason, Dan, and Big T.
With me now, star senior defensive lineman Dylan Perkins. Dylan, great season so far, going 11-0, set team record, first team to ever win a playoff game. Now you guys went on, won the second playoff game. Here it is, third playoff game against Minneapolis. Tell us a little bit about how the season has gone for you guys and what is your team goal going to be in for the outcome of the season.
It's went pretty good. I mean, we're just really striving to get to the Dome. And, I mean, a lot of changes on the line and offensive line both. And, I mean, I guess we just go out and try to win every game, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to get to the Uni Dome and still win every game.
And being a big old defensive lineman that, as you are, what's it like to be out there on the defensive line being coached by Coach Bear? He's such an intense man. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, he gets fired up really quick, and all he wants to do is see you get through the line. So I like to do a lot of bull rushing when I'm in there. I mean, really just throw the guys back in their backfield instead of trying to swim around them or rip through them. And I don't know, I just like to handle them.
Jimmy Summers, the other radio broadcaster. He's down there, and he's always talking about the big old boys with the there's a little bit of blood in the water out there, and you guys are looking like big old sharks. And Shadow God just got done talking about how they're all going after these interceptions. What's it like for the big old defensive lineman going after sacks? Is that it's kind of like the same there?
Yeah, if one of us get one, we all think we need to get one. I mean, that's just what we tried to get. And if we're doing a stunt, we like to just really open up the holes, take our guys down, open up the holes for the backers to go in and get a sack. I mean, we all just really work together up in the front.
And with these last two games being just a sloppy mess out there, was that fun for you guys, or was it a little bit challenging, or how was it?
Well, it kind of went both ways. I mean, it was fun, challenging both. I mean, you just had to really get your base underneath you and take shorter, choppier steps, try to push the guys backwards, and if they tried to stride out there, take a bigger step than you, you're pretty much dealt with them. And, I mean, you were getting in the backfield if they strided out.
And tonight's opponent, Mediapolis, also in the 11-0 team, it's going to be a blood battle out there between you guys. What have you seen anything on tape that Minneapolis is good at doing? What's their things that they're doing, and what are the things that you guys are going to be on the defense side doing to stop them?
Oh, they like pass a lot, so we're going to get some really good pass rushes in there. We're going to try to, I think, get the defensive ends on the our left side, since he likes to roll out to the right or be our left. We're going to try to get them out there and make him even bounce out wider. And we're just going to try to shut the quarterback down in the backfield.
Is there any specific keys that maybe Coach Folkers has pointed out during this week to shut down the Mediapolis passing attack?
Oh, passing game. I mean, he's really going to just stay in the pocket and until he gets some pressure in there, then he's rolling. So I guess we're just going to have to watch for high hats and, you know, just try to penetrate.
What's your goal as a defensive player so far in this game? You have any set goals? You're going to get certain many tackles, certain many sacks? Is that something that's always flying through your head? Or?
Yeah, I like to, you know, just get in the backfield and make as many tackles as I can. I don't want to set a certain number because I want to try to get as many as I can. You know, I like to look at the how many yards they got to the first down. That way, you know, we can talk on the line and keep them stopped before they get to the first down marker.
As an offensive player, Coach Dykstra, he's always cracking jokes. I mean, is he ever getting onto your defensive guys, saying anything like, man, you guys can go harder? How's that for you?
Oh, no, if we just mess up on something on the offensive side in practice or something, he's like, oh, just typical defensive player, you know, just always joking with us and getting on us a little bit.
All right. Well, you guys have been doing great this season, setting new records, and tonight's opponent, Mediapolis, going to be a great game between you two, both 11-0. Can't wait to watch that game. Best of luck to you, and congratulations on the great season that you've had so far.
Thank you.
That was Dylan Perkins, and we're going to go back. You've been listening to Friday Night Lights Football, KIIC.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Buffalo Blue Cheese Thick Burger.
Thank you, Buffalo, New York, for buffalo sauce and blue cheese. Tangy, spicy, vinegary Frank's Red Hot Sauce mixed with a creamy, salty, funky blue cheese. Listen, it's tasty enough on a chicken wing. It's a damn revelation when it's on a burger. Listen, that spicy heat kind of creeps in real slow, making each bite just hotter than the last. But then the creamy blue cheese and Swiss cheese come in to cool it all off. I mean, look, the charbroiled beef patty with the smoky juiciness mixing with the hot and spicy of the sauce with the cheese, and it's just the whole thing. It's just a perfect, delicious burger.
The Buffalo Blue Cheese Thick Burger with Frank's Red Hot Sauce and Blue Cheese Crumbles. Only at Hardee's. Eat like you mean it. For a limited time, participating restaurants. Frank's Red Hot is a registered trademark of Reckitt Benckiser LLC.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Maybe you're driving to work.
Ironman Field, sight and sounds of a football game on a special Friday night. 11-0 is the storyline between these two football teams, and 48 minutes away from the punching of the ticket to the Unidome in a short time. Texts are coming in already. We have three states already come in. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Let us know where you're listening at tonight.
I got one special coming out of Missouri. Best of luck to the Albia boys. We wish we were there cheering you on from Kansas City. Go Big Blue. That's from Kurt, Kayleen, Kylie, McKenzie, and Abby Peterson. Kylie is down there receiving a seminar from Ag Futures of America, which is a scholarship she's won, and her family's down there enjoying a nice night. The younger girls, McKenzie and Abby, are actually listening in the hotel room, got a pizza ordered in, and so they're joining us.
Can't beat that. Yeah. Dan, talk about distance. I got Vermont.
Nice.
Doesn't get any better than this. Go Alex and Big Blue from Grandma and Grandpa Schultz in Vermont. And we're going to do the national anthem as the veterans are on the field with the flags, Dan, and they're going to be playing the national anthem here in just a second.
Yeah, and I got one more here while the color guard's going to march it down to the corner there. This one comes in. This is patriotic as well. NASA astronaut Rick Mastracchio is listening at Friday Night Lights from the International Space Station.
That is going to definitely be the long distance. Hello to everyone at the International Space Station, and hello,
Brian Lindbergh.
Let those goosebumps settle in, boys. It's not going to get any bigger and better than it is tonight. And,
Nothing says America like pizza.
Oh, my.
Albia Brewing has brought us a nice pepperoni pie up here.
Attaboy.
Thank you, Brian Lindbergh.
Get to the Albia Brewing Cup and company after tonight's win. I know he's going to be open and ready to celebrate a Blue Demon victory.
And for those who are listening at home in their garages and by the bonfires, I want to remind you, too, you can order pizza, get it to carry out, take it back home. That's just fine. They do a great job, and so they've just been serving the community well this year.
You can't believe the number of people who stop me and say, hey, I'm going home. I got to get my pizza from the brewery, and I'll be right home. Yeah. So that's a good combination. Yeah. But right now, gentlemen, the band is on the field. We're getting ready. We're going to get our In the Trench report. Let's go down to Jimmy and Big T. Your In the Trench report brought to you by Summers Car Credit Oskaloosa and Big T Auto in Knoxville. Jimmy, Big T, give us your In the Trench report.
Jimmy, I tell you what, brother, there has not been a bigger game in Albia Football School history than this one right here tonight. You know, we've said from the beginning of the year that it starts up front. What do you do? I mean, you come out here. I mean, you know these kids got to be feeling it, right? I mean, they got to be nervous. I mean, what are the things that you can do to kind of counteract that?
You know what? It's just go time. I think you've been over, you know, we're 11-0. This is our 12th game, correct? It's go time. You just leave it out there. If you don't win today, guess what happens? It's all done. And the dream of the dome is still alive. And I know these guys want it. And when you're a big boy and you're a horse, you're whatever, the I call them the big horses, man, they just got to do it. Stay low. You set the tone to the game. I'm telling you, you're going to get somebody and you feel stronger and you dominate them, I'll guarantee the tone will go your direction.
That's your In the Trench report brought to you by Summers Car Credit Oskaloosa, Big T Auto in Knoxville. And they not only will help you find the right car, they'll make sure you got the financing to do it. They'll buy it here, pay it here, right there at Summers Car Credit Oskaloosa, Big T Auto in Knoxville. The band getting everybody ready to go. Let's get to our Southern Iowa Technology text line as the texts keep rolling in. The Jacob Heeman brothers family plays football for New Hampton. I will keep up on scores for the game. Glad to have all of you listening in. Go Big Blue. Tree Crawl listening in from O'Hare International Airport. That's close to the International Space Station. It's got international in there. Boy, we got them all over. I don't know how we're going to beat the distance on that one. Maybe someone's listening in from Mars. We'll get that message in about 6 months as it bounces back. Go Big Blue on supporting my Blue Pride from Colorado checking in. Jeff Gardner from Southeast Polk, U tackle player, rep you. Guys have done Albia proud, Jason and Big D. Hello, Jeff Gardner. And let's see here. Cheering on Carter Isley and the Blue Demons from Kansas City, Kansas. So we got Kansas, Vermont, Colorado already checking in. And we want to hear from you. Give us a text on our Southern Iowa Technology text line. 641-799-1437. And we want to hear from you. When we come back, we're going down to the coin toss and also get your tonight's keys to the football game brought to you by Dewey Motor Company. And, of course, an important part of this contest will be the field condition report coming up courtesy of the Albia Golf and Country Club. When we come back to Friday Night Lights, don't go anywhere.
There's savings with Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. While supplies last, Old Orchard Apple Cider is $1.79 for a 96-ounce bottle. There's a Super Buy on Campbell's Soups, 5 for $6. A Super Buy on Chef Boyardee Cheese Pizza Kits, just $2.99. DiGiorno Pizzas are $5.99 each. That's Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton, open 7 days a week.
Nikki, what's that sound?
Oh, that's my fryer. I'm cooking bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Would you like some?
Didn't you eat breakfast at home? You know, now that we are open even earlier every day at 7:30, I haven't adjusted my breakfast schedule. So I just thought I'd cook here.
What are you going to do if the customer starts smelling that and wanting some? We're a drive-in motor bank.
Oh, I've got that figured out, too. For every customer who comes in during our newly expanded time frame, 7:30 to 8:30, we'll give them a free Hardee's breakfast sandwich coupon while supplies last.
I get it. Sort of like saying thanks for stopping by earlier during our newly expanded morning hours.
That's right. How about some bacon?
Well, crack me an egg and I'll take you up on that offer.
You'll have to bring your own eggs, Julie.
People's State Bank Motor Bank tellers won't cook you breakfast, but they are open earlier to better serve you. Stop by during the newly expanded time between 7:30 and 8:30 and they'll give you a free Hardee's breakfast coupon while supplies last. People's State Bank, member FDIC.
Fourth down and eight. That was a great Blue Demon spot here. I thought he got a few more yards, but it's fourth down territory no matter what. 2:53 left in the game.
Here we go, Jimmy.
Here's the play right here.
Here it is. Fourth down now and seven. The ball at the 27-yard line. Quarterbacks. One back in the backfield. Rolls back. Here comes the blitz from the outside.
Big pressure.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Albia with the quarterback sack. The Blue Demons will take over on the turnovers and down all the way back to the 40-yard line. How about that? You can hear this Blue Demon Nation. A wall of blue. A sea of Blue Demon.
But I don't have any plans.
Wars. One station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Friday Night Lights!
Yeah!
Colorado, Kansas, Vermont, California, and Missouri already checking in, and we want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. I hope you got them laced up and buckled up, boys. This is going to be a ride tonight, Big D, as these teams take the field. You can feel the intensity. You can feel the electricity. And it's bouncing off the International Space Station right now.
You know, both teams know what's at stake here. And as you had mentioned earlier, Mediapolis was in the championship game last year, lost 17-15. A very close game, and one in which their starting quarterback, Jesse Ertz, who's now at Kansas State playing football, didn't play. And so they still almost had a chance to win. That tells you the quality of this program. For the Blue Demons, it's been a culmination of working. And it's, as Kristen mentioned, it's Coach Staten really building this program up for the last 6 years. These boys have a goal and a very realistic goal of also getting getting to the Dome and competing for that state title. And so both teams are very clear in what they want to achieve tonight. And so we fully expect just an outstanding ball game, one in which we hope that the Blue Demons are victorious yet once again, but it's going to be a good game.
22 wins between these two clubs and zero losses. Listening on the train from L.A. to San Diego, let's go Big Blue. Love Mary Pat listening in. Hello, Mary Pat. We love you, too. And good luck, fellas. Hit them hard. And the Woodworks checking in. And let's go down to the Giant Electric A that dons at 50-yard line as Big C goes out there with the ref. And we'll take it down to Big C and the officials.
Coach, yeah, here we go, baby.
A couple things, guys. As we said, sportsmanship preeminent tonight, all right? Put on a good show for everybody that's here. Be good leaders on the field. And represent your teams well. As I recall, Blue Team won the toss, elected to defer. You'll be kicking to the clock. Let's put your back to those goals.
And you heard that right there. They do a mock coin toss beforehand, or do the coin toss beforehand. They do the mock celebration at midfield before the kickoff. And right there, you heard it. Albia won the toss and once again deferred to the second half.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate all year long to have that. And I say fortunate because this squad really loves the defense to get out there and get after it and really start popping the pads and getting it going. Let the offense have a chance to see what's going on and get themselves ready to go as well.
All right, let's go down real quickly down to Big T and get your field condition report. This report brought to you by the Albia Country Club. The 2014 membership drive is going on right now. Purchase your 2014 membership today and golf the rest of 2013 for free. Big T, give us that field condition report.
I tell you what, you know, it was a good thing we had some wind today. We still have a little bit. We got wind coming from the south to the north end zone, but dried up the field really nice. I mean, it looks like it's very playable. You know, we got 51 degrees. I'm thinking about taking this big coat off.
Well, the Blue Demons will be on defense first. Kindly spray foam insulation kickoff coming up. But let's get to your Dewey Motor Company's Keys Tonight's football game, brought to you by your locally owned GM dealership. Let Dewey Motor Company help you find the right vehicle for you. And let's get that started right now, Big D. What are those keys?
Well, I think the key, first off, is composure. You know, just do what you've done all year long. Nobody needs to get too excited or overworked up. Just do their 1/11th when they're out there on the field. And if we do that, we'll be fine. Defensively, it's going to be containing the quarterback, making sure he stays in the pocket. Don't let him scramble to his right. Shadow was telling us earlier. And then offensively, it's just making your assignments, blocking up front, and having Alex Schultz get those yards.
Go Big Blue on the way to the Dome from Big Rick in Olathe, Kansas. And here's your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff from the 10-yard line. Out across the 20, yeah! Across down to the 25-yard line.
Hunter Weldon.
That's how you hit.
Hunter Weldon came in from the side and just a nice tackle there. Brought it back all the way to the 20. Looks like they're marking the 28-yard line. But a nice job out of the kick team to cover that and get that tackle.
Well, the Techs are coming in hot and fast and furious on this football Friday night. And we're hoping not the final Friday night. The final Friday night would be for the championship.
Yep.
But you can't get to the Dome without a stop right here tonight. Minneapolis with their first play from scrimmage. Two backs in the backfield, shotgun formation. The quarterback hands it off. Nothing. And brought down right away, little to no game. Is big number 36, that is Carter, the man Isley.
And also Dalton Folkers doing a nice job on the interior line there, shooting the gaps. Those two work that left side. Oftentimes, Jason, when we see two backs or more in the backfield, they're looking to run that. It kind of gives that away. It's not all the time, but very often it will be. Even with the single back, they'll run, but certainly with the double backfield in there. And again, here they're coming in with the two backs in the backfield out of that pistol. I would fully anticipate a run play as well.
Two receivers here to the near side of the field. Shotgun formation. Drew Foster, the quarterback, hands it off, going over to the right side. He has to go wide, trying to get to the corner, does get to the corner, and will be brought out of bounds at about the 36-yard line, a gain of about 5 yards. That defense, they did a good job of getting the push on the inside, but that corner was sealed there by Minneapolis.
It was, you know, and Hugh Sinclair just a tick quicker, you know, and he would have had that for a loss. That's a good job by Hugh.
Yeah, he shot in there really good and just couldn't quite get loose. The offensive player that was blocking him, and that could have been a nice little tackle for loss, but nonetheless, the Bulldogs have a third and two situation.
Third down two. Minneapolis with the football just underway here on a big football Friday night. Here's a quick handoff straight ahead, a little dive play that will go across the 40-yard line. The first down, they'll move the chains. Got texts coming in all over the place. Dave Tino says, is pulling the levers on the at Riverside Casino. listening to his favorite Albia broadcaster, Jason. That's good stuff. Thanks, Dave. Glad to have you along. Minneapolis with the football just underway for joining us. Both teams 11-0, perfect seasons. Minneapolis now at the 41-yard line, their own 41. Foster, the quarterback, stands in the backfield with two backs in the backfield. You can feel that wind coming out of the north. Here's a quick slant pattern. Nearly intercepted, thrown behind the receiver. And Albia nearly got the INT.
You know, they've shown themselves to be very opportunistic there on getting interceptions this year. Came a little short there on that one, but certainly a good effort there.
Todd Folkers listening in from the 40-yard line. Big Mike says, let's get this thing going. And go, Big Blue from Pink. Love you, Zach Ugin.
Blue Demons do have actually 19 interceptions on the season, so they've been very good at getting those picks when their opportunity presents itself as a team.
Second down and 10. Two receivers to the far side. Make that trips. They'll send a receiver in motion. They'll hand it off to the man in motion. Get a block to the corner. They've got the corner sealed. Leshen trying to get Chase. And he'll have the football all the way down to the 26-yard line of Albia. A jet formation that they sent the far receiver in motion. That's Beats. And Beats brought it around the right side. And a good seal block there, Dan. That was some excellent blocking out there by their right receivers.
It is, and that's a very effective play for them, that jet sweep. And they'll usually send the slot back in motion, and it kind of tells it. But, boy, you know it's coming, and it's still just hard to defend and stop. And a nice job there by the Bulldogs to get that first down.
Minneapolis into Albia territory at the 26-yard line. Again, shotgun formation, two receivers out to the wide side of the field. Two backs in the backfield. Here's a quick pitch trying to get to the right side. And being met as he gets to the 25-yard line. Good open field tackle that time by Griffin Osing and Bryce Leshen. While they put the ball down in play, let's get your Hawkeye Real Estate defensive starting lineups. If you're looking for a new farm or home, give them a call. Nate, Ryan, or Allen, Hawkeye Real Estate.
Brennan Bassett, D-line.
Justin Bosser, D-line.
Dalton Folkers, D-line.
Carter Isley, D-line.
Bryce Leshen, linebacker.
Griffin Osing, linebacker.
Ryan Starber, linebacker.
Houston Clair, linebacker.
Blake Berry, free safety.
Hunter Weldon, corner.
Shadow Leshen, corner.
Second down and 9. Here's a pass, a fade pattern towards the end zone. Well overthrown, well defended. Boy, I like, Jimmy, the way this defensive backs have covered up those receivers.
Jason, we're tough. We're tough. These defensive backs are fast, you know, and I'll put them against anybody.
You know, I really like Shadow was talking about how they're coming out a little different philosophy tonight, which I really like. They're matching up by man, you know, going more where we've got Blake Bear going on their number one receiver, also one of their taller receivers. Hunter Weldon's getting number two. Shadow's going to float between linebacker safety and number three. Bryce Leshen's going to try to cover up that tight end who will go out into the slot position as well.
Nate Bodensteiner, Chris Henderson checking in from Phoenix. Glad to have you along, guys. Rocking the blue and red. Third down long here for Minneapolis. Ball at the 25-yard line of Albia. Here's the jet sweep once again. Hitting the backfield. Being pursued. And Bryce, yes! Bryce Leshen on a big open field tackle on the jet reverse. All the way back to the 30-yard line, 31-yard line, a loss of 6 yards on the play, and that was well read that time by the Blue Demons.
Not only Bryce Leshen, to make that tackle, but Houston Clair once again was doing a good job on that outside, put a hand on him, slowed him down just a half step, and then Bryce came in and made the tackle once he broke free from that. But nice job out of that right defensive side.
Here's a big fourth down play. 9:01 to go here in the first quarter, just underway. Foster in the shotgun. Two receivers out here near side. One back in the backfield. Here comes the pressure. Quick pressure. Throws it downfield. It's underthrown. And tipped and knocked down. And Albia will come up with a big defensive stop. How about that, Big T? That's how you get the defense going. And the defense once again rises to the occasion.
Yeah, he lost it. I got it for him, Jason. I'm here. Yeah, that's how you do it, Big. That's how you do it.
Jimmy back off injured reserve list, back in the game. Glad to have him there.
Jimmy on the wireless one, Mike, courtesy of Summers Car Credit, Oskaloosa. Go, Big Blue. Go, Zach from JC listening in. Hello, JC. We are from Albia. Couldn't be prouder. If you can't hear us, well, you yell a little louder. Here's a first play from scrimmage for the Blue Demons. Schultz on it. And he gets a nice gain over the right side, out across the 35 to the 36, 37-yard line, where Albia will have it second down and 5, and it's a break for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, we come on that quick set, and you worry sometimes officials don't realize we're fully set, and so you worry about a penalty that's not founded, but that one worked on our advantage.
Here's a quick handoff. Baker with it has the first down, out across midfield, all the way to the 47-yard line. That's the first Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank, both in Eddyville and Albion. And don't forget their convenient location on Benton Avenue East. First Iowa State Bank, first down, 7:09 to go here in the first quarter.
Really, really appreciate that plug, but that's
one.
Third and a half. They marked it back a half, and so the spot wasn't as good as where they finished up running.
They bring the ball back.
Yeah, they moved it back to spot, but we'll see if we can get that promo here in a minute.
Third down short. There Schultz has a first down to the 40, 45, inside the 40,
still
on his feet, 35, 30, down the right sideline, and the ball was loose. The ball came loose, but Albia's going to come up with it. Alex Schultz will move those chains, and Albia on the march here with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. This Blue Demon offensive line, Jimmy, is doing a great job of banging it up front.
Hey, what'd I say? You set the tone. They're out there. They're fighting hard, Jason. I'm telling you what, we are winning the trenches right now.
That's your Wireless One mic brought to you by Summers Car Credit. Big shout out to Alan Gumont checking in tonight.
Hey, G.
The Griffins in Beacon.
Wow, look at that hole.
Oh, man, alive. Sergeant Schultz. Sarge is in charge. A carry all the way down close to that 20-yard line as Albie enters the red zone here. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. No score here.
You know, you do about 7 yards every play. About three downs, you'll get a first one every time.
I'm not real good with math, Dan.
No, I know that. That's why it's helping you out.
Takes you four carries to get a first down.
Aaron Quinn checking in, our good friend, helps out at the school, does a lot of good help for us here on evenings, and let's go Big Blue.
Oh, look at that hole. Schultz inside the 15-10. Down at the 5-yard line, Sergeant Schultz took that inside the 10-yard line, Dan, and that was a big old gaping hole on that right side.
You know, that line, again, it's very young sophomores and juniors on that offensive line making huge holes for Alex Schultz. And so that'll get Albie in the red zone for the first time. And this red zone play brought to you by GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Powers a call and let him help you with your insurance needs.
Offset eye formation to the right side. Here's Schultz once again. Sidesteps, met at the 5-yard line, brought down after a little to no gain. It's going to be second down, goal to go from the 5-yard line. Sample family checking in. We love the blue from Dustin, Leslie, Katrina, Taylor, and Brianna Sample cheering from home. And, of course, I would. It would not be a broadcast if I didn't mention Uncle Mark from Victorville, California.
Yeah.
What a great team and great season. Go Big Blue. Come on, babe. Come on, babe. So California's in. Arizona's in. Kansas, Missouri, Vermont. And Missouri, we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Schultz hitting the backfield and does a great job of fighting forward. But here, gentlemen, is a big third down play, T, and you know where he went on most third down plays this season.
Yep, I sure do. You know, the 22.
Yeah, that's always a good play call. You know, and it's one where they kind of keep ramming. When you get a little closer, the defense can, makes it a little easier for them, quite honestly, because they know they can play a little tighter. They don't have to go as deep with their corners and their linebackers. So we'll see 22. Zach Hugan's in the lined up on the left side.
Big play right here. Here is a pitch to the left side. Alex Schultz hitting the backfield, brought down all the way back to the 8-yard line, and Albie's going to have a decision to make here. And this big fourth down play, they certainly have the ability to kick.
They do. You know,
this is
basically a PAT if they would show go for it.
Yep.
And I would at this point. You know, right now you want to get points on the board, get some positive momentum here. This is a good possession, a great drive for the Blue Demons. And so I really think it's a good call to go. It's an easy kick for Justin Bosser to come in here. He's got ball spotted on the 15, so a 25-yard field goal, which is not a big kick for him and his leg. Straight down the middle.
4:15 to go here, first quarter. Here comes the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up high enough, long enough. This one will sail just to the left side. It looked like it was going to be good enough.
Yes, it did.
And Albia falls short on their drive, coming up about 7 yards short. We'll turn the ball over to Mediapolis. And let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill back on the board. Give us a playoff scoring update.
All right. The final 8 teams in each division still alive. Let's get you some scores as Grinnell leads Clear Lake 7-0. It's Bishop Heelan on top of Harlan 3-0. Also, Ames leads West Des Moines Valley 6-0. Continuing on here on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board as Pleasant Valley on top of Bettendorf 6-0. Our score here with Albia and Mediapolis 0-0 in the first quarter. Walk-on leads New Hampton. That is the opponent of whoever wins tonight's game here in Albia. Walk-on leads that one 7-0. Gilbert trails Carroll Kemper 7-0, and it's Iowa City Regina with an early field goal, and they lead Maquoketa Valley of Delhi 3-0. South Winneshiek of Kalmar 6-0 over North Fayette Valley. And also one more quick one here in Class 1A, St. Edmund Fort Dodge on top of South O'Brien Paulina 7-0. A quick look here, a quick pass on Wayne and Adair Casey, excuse me, has Wayne trailing Adair 8-0, and BGM has just gotten a safety on Pekin. BGM leads 2-0 on Pekin. Let's go back live to you in the People's State Bank broadcast booth.
3:31 to go here, second down and 8. Foster fakes the handoff, rolling back, being pursued. Isley with the pursuit, hits it,
oh, yeah.
Followed by Foster, down goes Frazier. Carter Isley, a man amongst boys with a big-time sack all the way back to the 12-yard line. And now that will be a big defensive play. That's going to bring a third down and about 18 down. But Carter Isley followed by Bosser there. That was a wall of mountain.
And what helps for us, you know, they do a little play action, so that delays the quarterback from getting his feet set and setting up the pass. And with our team and the speed we have, it works really well because it allows them to keep that pressure in. They're seeing that guy in motion. Carter Isley's going hard no matter what. And so it really played into the strength of this Blue Demon defense. And the coverage was really good, so it made, made for a nice, easy sack for a long third down play.
You can hear the gong brought to you by
pretty good win out of the South. You know, would be an opportunity, I think, right now to maybe look in the air for the first play. We've shown we can kind of get the blocks and get the run. Now let's start softening up that secondary and keep those linebackers honest and keep them in pass protection. That only helps to set up that run even more.
Go Big Blue from the Smiths, Daniel, Susan, Emily, Gracie, Bella, and Holly from home checking in. Here's a handoff. Running again is Schultz. Schultz will check that. It's Osing. Osing over the 45, inside the 45, down to the 44-yard line. A gain of about a yard, maybe two on second down and 8 here. 1:43 to go here in the first quarter. No score. And, Dan, you look around this place and it is outlined by human bodies.
Yeah, and a lot of them wearing blue. There's a very good blue contingency over on the far side like there always is. Just quick look out. Leshen goes back, sets up a nice little pass play. Help!
Oh, and there's
a flag. Yes, yes.
Interception on Mediapolis. But Zach Eugen was being mugged. He looked like somebody walking into a BP station after midnight. You know that the mug was on.
Yeah, it was, and it was a very easy call. The defender just grabs Zach Hugan, actually turn him 180, almost 180 degrees, and two flags came out, so it makes it a very easy call, and so the interception will not stand. And so it'll be good effort out of the Blue Demons. Quite honestly, if he wouldn't have been held, I think he would have been able to make that catch, and so that's a very good, easy play for the officials to make, and certainly that is the call. We'll get the 15-yard penalty actually from the line of scrimmage. It's a very smart play for the Bulldogs to do that. The penalty occurred at the 15-yard line. Instead of being a spot foul, it's only 15 from the original line of scrimmage. So we'll move it 15 yards. It'll take us all the way to the 30. So it's or just inside the 30, which is a very good penalty. Saves at least some yards for the Bulldogs.
1:24 to go here in the opening quarter. No score out beyond the march here. Hunter Adler in the co-garage says, go Big Blue. PC from Iowa checking in. Go Big Blue from Rodney Stites listening in Sheraton. Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night in the Battle of the Unbeatens. Leshen comes under center. A fake pitch, a counter play to Griffin Osing. Inside the 30, down close to the 25-yard line. A gain of 4 on first down. And, you know, you don't want to settle guys with field goal opportunities. You want to punch it in right here. See, this is a short field. You got to make it happen.
That's right. We want to punch it in. The key word is probably finish on this one. Finish.
And that's Christian Summers on your wireless 3 mic, courtesy of Summers Insurance. Kirksville, Missouri, checking in. Go Big Blue.
Rudy.
My buddy Rudy.
Out of the way.
Here's the first down carry.
Oh, big hole.
Oh, what a huge hole. Osing, the tank. The tank. Griffin Osing, the tank, takes it all the way inside the 10-yard line. And, Dan, that is hard-nosed running, but that was set up by the play action by both Alex Schultz and Brett Leshen. They sold that fake handoff, and Osing took that all the way down there, thundering with that big old Sherman tank of a body.
He just pops those pads and really wears them down, and so that's going to bring up another GP Insurance red zone play right here from the blue or from the 8-yard line.
Here's the handoff, trying to get to the outside. Schultz trying to get to the corner, gets a block from Leshen inside the 5-yard line, brought down near the goal line. It's going to bring up a second down and about 3 for Albie as we wind down this first quarter. Likely the last play of this quarter. 16 seconds and counting, and the Blue Demons are knocking on the door.
Yeah, and that's what you want to see. And Christian said that the key word here is we've got to finish this one. 3 points is certainly good, but after we've had that first drive where we got inside that red zone, we've got to finish this, get the touchdown, really establish it, keep pounding on this squad. Again, they've got five or six guys going both ways. They will wear down as the game goes on.
One quarter in the book. There is no score. We'll be right back. Albion knocking on the door. Back to the Friday Night Lights studio and a scoring update.
All right, guys, I'm going to leave you on live because we're near the goal line, so don't go anywhere. Stay right there and let us know when play resumes. Let's get you caught up on the scores. We're scoreless here at Albia with Albia and Mediapolis 0-0. Pekin is taking on a very talented BGM of Brooklyn squad where it is 2-0. BGM on top right now, 2-0 on top of Pekin. You can hear that broadcast right now on 106.9 FM and on KIIC stream number 7. Also, another quick score here is a Derek Casey leads Wayne right now 14-0. Want to say hello to the folks listening at Church and Dwight in Oskaloosa. Hello, Steve and Ken and Mr. Plant. Thanks to Church and Dwight for having us on up there. Let's get back to the People's State Bank broadcast booth. Take it away.
We forgot we had you on, Joe. We're all hacking and coughing up here.
If you don't mind, I'd take my headphones off next time you hack in my ear like that.
We're just giving our own shout-out to everybody listening all over this big world of ours, including the International Space Station checking in tonight, and we want to hear from you. Coralville, Iowa, Aaron Jones listening in. Want to say hello to our friends up in Duluth, Minnesota. Listening in on the KIC stream, Mike and Cheetah Murphy. Glad to have you along here. Albion to open up the second quarter. Second down, goal to go from the three-yard line. Power eye formation. Schultz inside the five.
Touchdown,
Albion. Sergeant Schultz. Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Touchdown, Albia. A Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home touchdown. And Albia puts the first points up on the board. 6-0 Blue Demons. And how about that, Big D?
Oh, great play. We went with that unbalanced line, which means we have two tackles on the right side as well as the tight end. You know, so we just stacked it up heavy on that right side. It's a gold over package, and it really powers it in there. Griffin Osing leading the way. And then Alex Schultz, we had a great angle at it. Just a wide hole in there to get it in there. Justin Bosser is in to kick the extra point here. We think we'll fully go for that here and get that extra point. And indeed, the Blue Demons are now getting set up.
And we'll wait here for the snap. Albia sets up for the extra point. Bossert set the kick. Leshen will hold. And here comes a little offside action, I believe, on Mediapolis. Jimmy, Big T, guys, that was an impressive drive, a short field to work with. But T, that offensive line was making
quite as high a kick as Justin Bossert usually does. And so allowed him to get a few extra yards on that return.
It's snowing in Fargo, North Dakota, so we are staying in and listening. Can't wait to see everyone at the Dome. Ian, Ryan, and Aiden Saunders checking in. Sorry about it.
Mary Kay Bergman, Richard Catherine Bergman's daughter. Yep.
Send us pictures. We don't necessarily want your snow, but we'd like to have some pictures of it.
Pictures of it are just fine. Keep it otherwise.
Mediapolis with the football at their own 29-yard line. Three receivers out to the far side of the football field. Albia out in front here, 7-0. Quarterback hands it off. Foster to Foster. Here's a handoff across the 40-yard line, a gain of about 9 yards on first down.
Very, very good escape from Brendan Bassett. Had hands on him, but just not able to bring him down, and so he's able to pick up 9 yards, which would have been almost no gain on the play. Got Bill Anderson checking in, saying, go
buddy,
Big Blue,
Bill.
D it up.
Man. I was thinking about him earlier today. He was always listening. I was going to give him a shout-out.
Yep.
Go Big Blue. Melissa and Ryan Little at home. Sick, but they're there in spirit. We'll get the feeling better. You've got a little time to recuperate for a trip to the Dome. Second down short here for Mediapolis. Here's a handoff. Met in the backfield. And being pushed back, Carter Isley grabs on with those big old mitts and says, you ain't going nowhere.
And then Dylan Perkins did a nice job playing that D-tackle, D-nose guard position of blocking the point of attack. And we talked to him earlier that he takes a lot of pride in really stuffing that up and letting his teammates get those tackles if they can. But he's going to make sure they don't run it right up the middle. Did a good job there. Again, with 10:50 in the second quarter, Blue Demons are up. 7-0 is our score. We're winning.
We want to hear from you on their Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Spencer's checking in from L.A., also known as Lower Albia. Third down and short here. Ball right at the 49-yard line of Mediapolis. Quarterback hands it off straight ahead. Across the 45, there is a flag that comes in. That's a carry for a first down, but we'll wait for the indication on the field. But it looks like a holding.
You'd think it'd be holding there. Yeah, or a chop or something. Something wasn't quite right. You think it'd be offensive side. Officials confer, and indeed, chop block is the call there. Yep. Again, the speed of the Blue Demons, they can't slow us down, so the only thing they can do is try to hit us low and try to chop us out of there. And the officials alertly see that the back judge saw that and made that flag right away, so that'll be a nice penalty against the Bulldogs and to help the Blue Demons.
Coach Granger in Oregon checking in, so we've got to put Oregon on the list. Hello, Coach. Glad to have you last week talking with you. And then he says he's looking forward to making it to the Dome.
I was hoping he'd come back. I was hoping he'd stay actually for the whole week, but he had to unfortunately had his flight booked on Tuesday, I believe, and so I had to go back after the game.
I'm hoping for some toys.
Yeah.
If you can bring that too.
Yeah. And of course, Santa. Of course, he did tell us that I think we're on the naughty list, Jason and I, but you guys on the sideline have a shot.
What is new? Listening in from my home outside of St. Louis, Jake Lawrence checking in. Listening and driving down the highway, Mary Little is checking in. Got all of you checking in. Eagles Club is listening and checking in. Third down and about 16. Foster rolling to the right side. Pump fakes, throws it downfield. A bomb downfield, and that is going to go incomplete. Another flag is on the play. But, gentlemen, this is likely holding on Mediapolis, and that will most likely be declined.
Yeah, Carter Isley was out there trying to put pressure on the quarterback. And again, they just can't contain these guys. They're just too quick and strong. And so the only thing you could do to try to keep them from sacking the quarterback is to hold them. And so, yeah, we'll see. Ooh, no. They said against Albia. Wow. Personal fouls. You heard, I think, Larry Auchmuck in the background talking. I hear that looked like I thought he said holding and then a personal foul. So I don't know if it's a double foul or not.
I'm not sure. We'll mark this one off. Looks like that's going to be an automatic first down.
Oh, slap to the head.
Scalas and Carey and Cooper Gray listening. Go Big Blue. Keep hitting hard, Hunter. Hunter Weldon. He's been an outstanding postseason.
The postseason, he's really come and matured into that position, doing a great job. He's actually had a very solid year all year long, but, boy, has he come alive now in the playoffs.
On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, it's going to be third down and, again, fourth down and one here. Check that, third down and one for Mediapolis. They got their 15 yards back on the penalty. Quarterback stays in the shotgun, two receivers east side of the field, one back in the backfield. Albia comes with a blitz package. Man coverage on each side for the Blue Demons. Here comes the handoff. Hitting the backfield, but does a good job of getting the first down as Albia shot the gap there. And, Jimmy, they really sold out that blitz right there.
Yeah, they did, you know. But, you know, Jason, we're playing a great team too, you know. So two great teams battling out. It's going to go all night like this.
Well, that's an outstanding job of scouting this team, recognizing that on a third down they could pass. Instead, we come with everybody up in the box. We just cover the receivers one-on-one, realizing we can get pressure if they do try to pass. But, indeed, they ran it, and that was a nice defensive set, even though they were able to get the first down.
9:54 to go here. In this first half, Albia out in front 7-0. Ball at the 46-yard line, first and 10 for Mediapolis. They'll send two receivers out to the far side, one here to the near side. Again, in the shotgun, Foster the quarterback with two backs in the backfield. Long snap. Here comes the handoff. Here's
pressure.
A hit in the backfield, and here comes the sack. And that is a big-time sack as Hugh Sinclair comes in. He got the pressure from the inside. That was Bassett along with Bossard making the ton of brick hits right there. Courtesy of Bluff Creek Archery.
You know, just a great job. Again, they were looking, it looked like, to the tight end who's lined up in a wide receiver position on the left. Bryce Leshen's got him all night. Tried to look this way. The pressure came so quick, the quarterback knew he had to scramble. He wanted to come left, which is not the way he wants to run. So at that point, he just kind of gave up on the play. And, of course, the pressure just surrounded him immediately.
Again, second down now, 17. Ball at the 39-yard line of Mediapolis. Quarterback stays in that shotgun formation. He'll have two receivers out to the far side on that Mediapolis sideline. He rolls back. Little dump-off pass.
Man,
a big open-field tackle. That is another ton of brick hits. Shadow Leshen lights him up, sets him down. That ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. When you're looking for your fall hunting gear, Point, Parker Bows, Vanguard Bow Cases, Muddy Outdoor Tree Stands, Harnesses and Ladder Stands, Luck Buck and Monster Rack Minerals. Stop in today and they'll take care of all your fall hunting needs. Bluff Creek Archery on that Shadow Leshen ton of brick hits.
Brings up a third and 21 from the Mediapolis' zone 35, so they're going to have to look to go in the air. Again, you know pressure's coming out of those four front linemen, so we'll see if the defense can prevent any receptions and get that sack.
Soft defense in the backside. Here comes the quarterback being pursued. Hit in the backfield and gets away from the defender, but more Blue Troops is right there to wrap him up and bring him down as Albia's defense. It is Shark Week for the Blue Demons, as Christian said right there. That little drop of blood that was dropped in that shark tank by the Bulldogs turns into a feeding frenzy, and Albia once again comes with a big stop there, fourth down and long.
You know, just amazing. Again, if you haven't seen him play, guys, it's just amazing the speed. Carter Isley's in there, about brought him down one-handed. Dylan Perkins, who's one of our bigger linemen, chasing him down, and then Ryan Sarver goes in there to finish it off. Just a nice job. Brings up a situation where they have to punt the ball.
Fourth down here, and now the punt formation. Here's a snap, a high snap, and it's being nearly blocked. A high punt. Going to be taken at the 30-yard line and brought down right away. Good punt coverage right there by the Bulldogs. Let's go back to the Friday Night Live studios. Albie moves to offense. Jay Mill back on the big board.
All right, let's leave you guys on live so we don't miss any action. And the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board has Adair Casey now ahead of Wayne, 20-0. Pella and Washington move to the second quarter. Pella and Washington scoreless at 0-0 in the second quarter now. Also, interesting score here. Iowa City Regina trails Maquoketa Valley 7-3. And the winner of this game plays either Walk-On or New Hampton. New Hampton is getting walloped. And New Hampton either 1 or 2 in the state, depending on which poll you look at. Walk-On 21-0 over New Hampton. And our score here, 7-0. BGM of Brooklyn now leads Pekin 9-0. Let's get back to you guys in the People State Bank broadcast booth.
First down carry goes for a loss of about a yard.
So it's the first time we've seen a player slip on the field there. The field is in pretty good shape, given all the rain we've had in the last week. But Griffin Osing was just not able to make the cut and slid down and actually lost a yard on the play.
6:50 to go here in the ball in the first half. 7-0 Albion. Leshen comes under center. Offset eye. Hands it off. No fake handoff. And he's going to run with it. Leshen tucks it under. And he'll have little to no gain on that play. Does a good job of getting out to the 30-yard line. Recognized right away, Dan, that it was going to fall apart and just did what he had to do and get back to the line. Swooming kick gets up in the air and goes straight up and will bounce at the 50-yard line and will be down just inside the 50. So Mediapolis now, Christian, with a short field to work with. His defense comes back out. It's been fantastic all night long, but that shark tank has to stay as a frenzy.
That's right. With this short field, the defense has to step up and do it again. And they've been doing it all year, so I believe it.
That is your Wireless 3 mic brought to you by Summers Insurance. Text coming in. This text is from my father-in-law, Art Johnson, listening in from Westville, Indiana. Go Big Blue. He's listening to the stream but doesn't have a cell phone. Hello, Art. Glad to have you along, Indiana. First and 10 for Mediapolis. Right inside the 50-yard line of Albia. Hand off, and it goes for little to no gain.
Wow.
Dalton Folkers has done a good job of shooting that gap for the linebacker position, Dan. And they moved back in the linebacker position. I didn't realize that.
Dalton Folkers actually on D-tackle. Excuse me, coming in there. Shooting the gaps hard, though. It looked like he was almost unblocked. He comes in so quick, and it's really deceptive. Dalton is not your prototypical D-tackle. He's not necessarily got the size, but his quickness is such that offensive guards have a really hard time matching him and getting him. And so it's really proved effective for us all year long. And then we've got Brendan Bassett in there right now. Again, a similar size young player who's going against the guard and really they do a good job of putting pressure with our bigger guys. And Isley and Foster coming in from the ends.
Foster now rolling back, trying to get to the right side, being pursued. The heat's on. Throws it up downfield, and it's the ball looked like it was complete. We'll wait for the indication.
Yep, nope.
And
pushed out of bounds.
Wow.
In high school football, you can be pushed out of bounds, and if you don't make a established reception inbounds, it doesn't count. And so very good play. I don't know if – I think that was Bryce Leshen over there. He came up and hit him and knocked him out of bounds, and that's a very legal and good play out of the Blue Demons.
Jimmy, that was so important. That's why those big hits really can wear on a team. You had a big hit right there on the sidelines. You just go in and patty kick that kid, and he makes the catch.
Oh, that's a sick hit, brother. That's a sick hit.
Another nice thing, you're doing it in front of their bench over there, so they all get to see it up close, live, and in 3D, as Jimmy says, and they get to see how hard these hits are coming.
Third down and 8 for Mediapolis. The Bulldogs inside Albion territory at the 47-yard line. Here's a fade pattern. And it's deep and overthrown once again as that pressure come from the inside. Bassett brought the heat along with Bosser, and that will bring up fourth down now and 8. We'll see here what Mediapolis decides to do with 5:12 to go in the first half. Albion out in front 7-0.
And we're seeing right now, I think the quarterback Drew Foster is starting to hear those footsteps. You know, he's starting to get a little antsy with it. He threw that really hard on too deep. He saw a blue jersey coming, so he threw it much quicker than he really quite honestly had to, but he's starting to feel that pressure and he knows he's got to get rid of it quick.
Punt formation for Mediapolis. Got to be cautious of the fake punt here. Albia has Shadow Leshen along with Blake Bear standing inside the 5-yard line. Here's a high end-over-end kick, and it's going to be fiddled at the 10-yard line. Bear tries to get to the corner, gets a block in the back, and that flag's going to come in. And this one, gentlemen, is going to go to the house.
Nice for nothing.
Blake Bear will go across the 45 out to midfield.
Coming back.
You know, just...
Just a hair difference. We saw it happen, Dan, right in front of us.
Yeah.
The defender beat the block to the spot, and as we were coming to make the block, we got to the backside of the play. It's going to be the right call.
It is.
just so close. And that's the difference oftentimes in a big play is just a matter of fractions of inches.
You know, and we were trying to set up the block, and we were trying to see if that defender would turn his shoulder just a little bit more. Unfortunately, we got too nervous. We want to spring Blake Bear loose. This team really works hard for each other. And it's just one of those – it's a penalty which you really wish wouldn't happen, but you also can appreciate how it happened. You know, you can understand that it does happen. But, boy, you hate to have that. It was a nice return. The penalty was at the 10. It's going to be half the distance to the goal back. You know, so it gives us a long field to work with 4:56 in the second quarter. Again, the Blue Demons have a 7-0 lead, but we've got a long ways to go.
T, right now, a long drive, sustained drive, and punch one in going into the halftime break. Boy, that would take the old air out of that balloon that exists on the far sideline.
Oh, it would. You know, I mean, and the fact that we get the ball at the beginning of the second half, that would be great, too.
That's what we've seen oftentimes, you know, where we do finish up. So hopefully that's what this Blue Demon squad can do.
Here's a quick handoff. Running with it, Osing. Osing out across the 5-yard line. Albie started at the 5, their own 5-yard line, out of the shadow of that north end zone. A gain of about 2 on the first down.
I see a nice little fire going across the street there, a little bonfire. We don't have to have the picture. Popson's over there giving a nice little fire.
I think you can see me waving. I'm in the red jacket. Guys, you give me a wave across the way on the bonfire. I'm waiting for the wave. I can see over there out in the front yard at the Popson family near the bonfire. Let's keep that away from the house, guys. Here's a second down play. Running with it and being brought down as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's Alex Schultz. And, T, you know, this side of the field, sometimes teams would play a real conservative, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if we don't have a little bootleg and a 14-22 play.
Absolutely. I think I would like that right now. Just got to take the wind in consideration because it's blowing into their face right now.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, a nice thing with Brett, he's able to scramble either direction or roll out either way, right or left.
Smart to throw it away if he's got that pressure too, Dan.
You know, on a right-handed quarterback, you typically want to roll the right way, the right side. But, boy, Brett can go either direction.
Now it's a fake, and Brett Lester's going to punt it out of the end zone. It bounces at the 40 across the midfield to the 45-yard line, and will be down at the 45. Albia doing a good fake there to kick out of their end zone. Probably, you know, the conservative fans would say, oh, brilliant coaching staff. The liberal fans who want to score a big touchdown on every play, they'd say, well, let's go for the throw. But I think that's the smart play.
Now, help me out with that, though. Why on third down?
Because there's less pressure on the fourth down of the punt getting blocked.
Good call.
Into the end zone.
Boy, I raised that boy right.
You learned something.
And I can't remember. How many times have we been blocked this year?
All right, Stalker, don't use logic.
Sweet. How many years of coaching?
Just checking.
Do not bring logic to the table, Stalker. Cheering Blue Demons on from West Palm Beach, Florida. Darla Gutcher Stafford checking in. And the texts are coming in fast and furious. Kristen Garver listening in from Kansas State University.
Kansas, you write that down?
She wishes she could be home watching the Big Blue.
3:37 left in the second quarter. Mediapolis going to try to get their own score here to finish the half.
They've got the ball and good field position at the 46-yard line of Mediapolis. A little quick pass, incomplete. Boy, and I'll tell you what, even if he would have caught that ball, Jimmy Albia was all over it.
I am just amazed. You know, you guys talk about the Sharks, man. They are. It's like every time them people get the ball, Mediapolis, we want that thing back right away.
Yeah, and a nice job. Shadow Leshen was in motion with the receiver that they quick threw to. But also on the far side there, you know, was Ryan Sarver ready to help make that tackle. Blake Bear, I believe, was also coming off his receiver to help make that. So even if they'd have completed it, it would not have been for much.
Second down, 10. The ball at the 46-yard line of Mediapolis. Albion in front, 7-0. Three receivers out to the far side of the field. One here on the short side. Foster, the quarterback, with one back in the backfield. Snap, rolls back. Here's some pressure on the inside. A little fade pattern once again. Throws it downfield and incomplete. They're trying to work on Bryce Leshen over here on this near side. They bring out that taller, wider, bigger receiver.
Yeah, 6'1", 6'1", tight end who comes out in the wide receiver position, which is kind of a unique formation for him.
And it's still not a fair contest. Bryce is a lot faster, bigger, and bigger, but stronger.
Not bigger, but boy, and he's got great hands. You know, even if the 81 Massner was able to get his hands on, you know Bryce is going to be able to strip it or make him earn it if he gets the catch, and he's definitely going to make the tackle.
Here comes the gong, the third down play. Jack and Johnny Flattery up in the bell tower at the First Christian Church, ringing the bell tonight. Two receivers, east side of the field. Third down, 10 for Mediapolis from their own 46-yard line. Foster rolls back, the quarterback, and here comes a flag in. This will be a shift, I believe. No, called timeout. Mediapolis calls timeout. Go Big Blue from Lou Ellen Sweeney. Great aunt of Carter Isley listening in Del Rio, Texas. Glad to have Texas along tonight. That is state number 10. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. International
Harvester. Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
You know, football is a game of inches, and you ought to see the inches on my tan slacks. Boom! Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
Third down, 10 for Minneapolis after the timeout. Here comes the pressure. Foster rolls back, throws it downfield, wow. They heave a hoe, and incomplete it goes.
That was 20 yards beyond his receiver. And I know he's got a wind at his back, but it's not that strong of a wind. That's just not a very good
that
throw.
That is, I want to get rid of the football tee before I get hit by this wall of blue jerseys.
I tell you what, I'm not taking anything away from any of these other teams that have played Minneapolis this year, but I really don't think they've seen a defense like this.
No, and you know what I was really impressed with, that the receiver's going in motion, and as soon as the ball snapped, we're hitting him and smacking him right at the line of scrimmage, which is very legal. It throws off all their timing. All of a sudden, he's seeing a lot of pressure the quarterback is that he's not used to seeing. And it's just a good effective effort out of them. They have to punt, and here's a big booming kick again.
Booming punt. It bounces at the 10-yard line and rolls back to the 12. And with 3:13 to go here,
plenty of time.
In the first half, Albia has plenty of time to work with. 7-0 Blue Demons. Mark and Cody Dickerson, go Coach State, and the Albia Blue Demons from the two Oskaloosa alumni. Once an Indian, always an Indian. Glad to have you along on this football Friday night, converting my Sigourney family into Big Blue fans from the Shaws, Michael, Tasha, Jaden, Jenna, and Lincoln. Go Big Blue.
Well, it's an easy bus to hop on, folks.
And
we've got plenty of room. We want all the supporters we can get.
Oh, yeah, we go to the dome. Dan needs to show real support and wear Suzanne's costume. And
Alex Schultz with a big carry. Another nice hole there, wow, just off guard. Brings it all the way up to the 25-yard line, or 24 is where they're going to spot it.
Huge gain out there
big,
on first
down. Big gain.
Alex, the Sergeant Schultz. 3:07 to go, first half, 7-0. At first Iowa State Bank, first down. Here the student section right in on that 25-yard line. Jimmy. Big T and Big C down on that wireless 1, 2, and 3 mics.
You can hear that wind blowing across our mics. It's still a pretty stiff breeze that we're going into at this time.
Here's the counterplay. A handoff running straight ahead and a gain of about a yard, maybe two, as we go under the three-minute mark here in this first half. Keep it up, Blue Demons, from your Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Rockus. Blaine and Dylan Pigsley from Omaha, Nebraska checking in. Congratulations on a great season. Well, I know they're getting ready for a great wrestling season.
Yes, they are. And what an outstanding athlete Dylan Pigsley is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Looking forward to watching him wrestle. Super wrestler. And the Rock is full of super wrestlers.
Yeah.
They had an outstanding season, Dan. I'll tell you what, they play. Oh, man, you talk about difficult districts.
Right.
You've got to lace them up every Friday night.
It is absolutely just a tough nails district that they played in. Had an outstanding year. The overall record made the playoffs. Had that long road trip to Guttenberg. Thought they played a really good game from what I could see in here on the stats and everything. Did a nice job. Represented their school and their community and their district very well.
Albia will call timeout. Just their first timeout of night. They got two remaining as the Southern Iowa Technology text line keeps rolling in. Anna Riley from Warrenburg, Missouri checks in. Merce Bars got us on. Bars got us on tonight. And let's go back while we take this timeout real quickly to the Friday Night Lights studios. Albie comes out of the timeout break.
All right, keeping you on live so we don't miss any action. But Washington has just scored on Pella. It's Washington 7, Pella 0. Also, Pekin has just scored on BGM and got the two-point conversion. BGM of Brooklyn 16, Pekin 8. Also, Maquoketa Valley still leads Iowa City Regina 7-3. Let's go back live to you in the People's State Bank broadcast booth.
Second down 8. Leshett's going to keep it on the quarterback keeper. Tries to get a block from the tank. He does. Across the 35, has the first down. We'll wait for the indication.
But It is, and as much as anything, he got himself out of bounds, which will stop the clock, which is a huge play. And as you said, Griffin Osing did a great job lead blocking to spring him for that first down.
And, T, I know you're a big fan of Griffin Osing and the way he carries the football. I'll tell you what, do not lose sight of Griffin Osing and his impact on this offense, the way he blocks.
Absolutely. The way he runs, the way he blocks, the way he just plays the game.
That's Big T on our Wireless 2 mic, brought to you by Big T Auto out of Knoxville. Here's the handoff. Schultz running with it. Had an initial nice big hole there. It collapses, but Schultz does his job and gets a carry of about three, maybe four on first down.
You know, good job there. It was good hard hitting. It was nice defense there to close that and get that tackle. But, again, he picked up 3 yards on it. Clock continues to run with 2:25 now in the second quarter. Blue Demons are on the march. The ball's at their own 39-yard line. And so we'll see if they can try to get some points on the board before this half.
Score 7-0 here again. Blue Demons. Yep. And two, second down, eight here. Leshen rolls to the right side. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Design play. Trying to get to the corner. Does get to the corner. Out across the 45-yard line. He'll be about a yard short of that first down marker, but does get out of bounds. Stop the clock here as we go across the 45. I'll be marching down the field here. Andy Sims sipping on a cold one, listening in from Vicksburg, Mississippi.
I don't think we had Mississippi before.
That is
you?
The first.
There we go. Appreciate it.
First and this broadcast.
Yes,
anyway,
that's what I mean.
We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We'll get to all the states we've listened to already, including the International Space Station. Those people who don't believe that's true, Dan, we got that earlier today. They're checking in. Third down and short here. Power eye formation. Handoff. Schultz. Schultz. Jukes, Giants steps over a guy. High hurdles one across midfield. Has the first down. Move those first Iowa State Bank first down chains. And as we go to the two-minute mark, Albia on the march inside the 50 of Mediapolis.
And we're on the positive side of the field now. We're on the 48 of Mediapolis. So as you said, Jason, we're ready to move along 2 minutes. Plenty of time for us to score. We don't have to be in a big hurry. Again, leading 7-0. It'd sure be nice to get some more points on before this half.
Tom Lawhead checking in from El Paso, Texas.
Well, he travels a lot. Yes, gets a lot of miles in.
Here's the fake handoff. Leshen rolls back, plants, and throws. And a diving attempt out there by Zach Eugen. That time, Brenton didn't really have a whole lot of time to plant his feet that time, Dan.
No, he didn't, and he had to have a pressure coming kind of throw over the top of the defender. He was getting hit a little bit as he was throwing it, but and had two receivers actually going out there. Wasn't sure if he was going to look at Griffin Osing or Zach Eugen. Either way, two very good receivers for him. And Zach just about came up with the diving catch, but just came short. Brings up 2nd and 10. The clock is stopped now with that incomplete pass. And, again, we're at a minute 44 in the second quarter.
Aaron Sims checks in. He's enjoying some bubbly in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right. Go Big Blue from Andrew and Brittany. Leshen rolls back, throws it. And Zach Eugen fell down to T. Otherwise, he was going to be wide open.
He would have had that, no doubt, man. He just slipped right here, right on the 35-yard line.
Big third down play here, third down and 10. Jimmy, you want to take and punch this in and put an exclamation point on this first half.
Bring it. That's what I'm saying right now. You got. I'm exactly with you, brother. You're playing a great team. You got to sew it up right now.
I'm really glad. I was going to call a timeout here. I know the clock has stopped, but I like that because give a chance, Coach Frank, a chance to think. You know, my mind, I think you'd actually want to go to the air and try to get that first down. You can certainly have a lot of confidence in your run to keep the clock running. So, I mean, there's a lot of to go on here. You really want to make sure you're thinking straight. Coach Dayton has certainly been talking with Coach Farrington, and as Christian accurately pointed out, you got a multitude of years there of coaching and Coach Dayton, so he's been through these things before and knows what's the right thing to do. Nice just to get the team settled and get them ready to play.
Absolutely. A great call there and a great text coming in, Dan. I love these texts. 641-799-1437. Listening in and cheering on hard-hitting Carter Isley. He's got his own little fan club.
Yeah.
From Sarah, Monty, Aubrey, and Tice Mister in O'Fallon, Illinois. So Illinois to the list of listeners tonight. Listing in from south of Oskaloosa in my big green tractor played under Coach Dayton. Go Big Blue.
Nice.
Glad to have you along. Leshen rolls back. Has time. Pump fake. Throws it.
It's
a hit as he throws it. Intercepted. And right there, Luke Sarver comes up with a stop. But Brett was hit as he went to throw that football, Dan.
Yeah.
They did a good job of bringing extra bodies up the middle of the field, and Brett had no time to throw the ball.
Unfortunately, the offensive line was not able to do its job effectively enough to give Brett just a half second more to throw because he had the receiver spotted. He did everything he could to get the throw. But, boy, when you're hit that as you're throwing like that, it wasn't a hard hit, but it was enough to throw off the pass and made for an interception, unfortunately. Just the third time that Brett's thrown an interception all year long, and so a very good job all season long.
Well,
and they'll come back. Defense, again, step up and do the job.
Mediapolis with their chance to answer this first half. Quarterback rolling back, a little screen pass over the right side, complete. A little flare pass out of the backfield, out across the 45 to the 48, 49-yard line.
clock will continue to run, which is a huge part here now. The Mediapolis is going to try to go to a quicker set, come up a little quick, get the playoff real quick. Second and two now for them. Ball on the 49 of the Mediapolis side.
1:14 to go, 7-0 Albion first half. Quarterback rolls back, has some pressure, throws it to the flat. It's complete. Across midfield, has the first down and falls down. That will move the chains. That will stop the clock momentarily. Lots of time here. But see, this defense has answered the call every time this season.
That's right. And, hey, they're giving up these short passes, but, hey, not for long.
First and 10, Mediapolis into Albion territory. 1:05 to go here, first half. The quarterback stands in the shotgun, one back in the backfield, two receivers each side of the field. Here comes the pressure across the middle of the field, complete. Inside the 35, down close to the 30-yard line. A little quick slant pattern there, Dan.
Yeah.
Hunter Weldon in good defense, and Albia with him all the way, but that was just a great execution by Mediapolis.
It was a good slant play. Hunter Weldon was right in step with him, did a nice job of reaching around and making the tackle and trying to strip it at the same time, which is something the team's really worked hard on. They get the ball set. Clock is under a minute now, so Mediapolis under pressure to try to get a score.
Here's a pass across the body. It's incomplete. Great defense that time by Blake Bear. Boy, I'll tell you what, this may be one of the biggest tests this defense has faced all year, Jimmy.
Yes, it is, Jason. Game, big time, a big moment. You got to make it happen.
Nice job, as you said, Jason, out of Blake Bear. He's reached around, put a hand on it just as it's coming in the receiver. It was another good thrown, well-thrown ball. It seems like when under pressure, under the gun, and Drew Foster is able to kind of settle himself down and not get so nervous about the pressure. But we continue to have good pressure coming up there on top of him to make him go quick.
46 seconds to go here in the first half. 7-0 Albion. Quarterback rolls back, looks to the right side. Plants, throws it, a fade pattern towards the end zone. It's incomplete. Oh, Nelly.
Shadow Leshen got bit in a little bit too tight there. Very fortunate. Went right through the hands of the receiver for a Mediapolis. Very fortunate.
Sometimes it's better. Bridges. That was a close one right there. That was a well-executed play, Big T, but I'm glad that they didn't finalize the execution.
Man, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
And I'm glad it wasn't. Second down. Now check that. Third down, 10. Ball to the 32-yard line of Albion. 40 ticks on the clock here, first half. Gong is brought to you by Jack and Johnny Flattery from the First Christian Church. Rolling back. Foster now has some heat coming. Going to tuck it in. No, throws it up. Lobs it up towards the end zone. It's underthrown.
Blake Bear.
And Blake Bear nearly there from
knocked
the
IT and
dropped it. But, again, Albia's back. The backside of this defense, Dan, is being challenged. It's been challenged all night long. And that was a big-time play.
It did work, Johnny. Way you check in there, buddy. Appreciate it. Johnny Flattery at the First Christian Church there. And, again, Blake Bear did a good job. He had that thing spotted the whole way, tried to intercept it, didn't get his hands on it, but at the very last second couldn't get it, but did a great job of just knocking it down. Don't tip it in the air where anybody else can get it either.
Here we go. Final 32 seconds, but most importantly, fourth down and 10 here for Mediapolis. Trips to the right side of the field on that far Mediapolis sideline. Foster rolling to the right side. Here comes some pressure from the backside. We have a timeout going to be called, I believe, on Mediapolis. And while they're tacking it over, let's take a look at some of the texts coming in on our Southern Iowa Technology text line. I'm a big Blue super fan. Miss WC checking in. Let's go Blue. Chris and Sarah Thompson on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And Ankeny Crawls are tuned in. Leo and Carol in checking in. Glad to have you along. Let's go Big Blue from Sam Ellis from Georgia.
What?
So Georgia on the list of all the states. We're going to get at our halftime break, get you updated with all the scores. Coach John Casebolt is going to stop by the press box.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about his comparisons of some of the great teams he's seen over the year, Coach. And we're going to get to your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half. And don't forget, I know you're listening there at the Eagles Club. Glad to have you along. Have one of those frosty 1919 root beers.
Easy for you to say.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you, I'm all jacked up.
Oh, it is on a fourth down play. It gets excited right here.
Here we go. Lace them up, folks. Fourth down 10, Mediapolis. Again, trips to the far side of the field. Foster, the quarterback, Drew Foster, in the shotgun. One receiver out here in the near side of the field. Foster rolls back, a little heat. Slant pattern, underthrown, and incomplete, and once again.
Abby will take over on down.
For the fourth time tonight, Jimmy, this defense has turned the ball over to the offense on downs.
We need some shark music. That's what it is, baby.
We had a good producer. We have that. That was a, yeah. 26 seconds to go. Mick and Robin from Kirksville, Missouri, checking in. Take it to the dome from Ronnie and Haley. Congratulations, Ronnie and Haley. They just got married. 26 seconds here in the first half. What a first half we've had. And, Dan, it really, you take a look at this, and you just, it kind of takes you away. We're about 30 deep along the sidelines.
Yeah.
And the human body outlines this football field tonight.
Blue Demon's going to take a knee, let the clock run out here. Not a bad call. It's a long ways to go to try to get any sort of points on here. So that's going to be our time, our half score here with time ticking down, 15 seconds left in the first half. 7-0 is our score. What would you expect in a third-round playoff game, but a 7-0 game? It's going to be tight. It's going to be a good one all night long. As T mentioned earlier, we will start the second half with the ball. So that's very important. It's worked all year long for us. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up at halftime, folks.
That is the first half in the books. As you can hear the team come off the field, Albion with a 7-0 lead. Dan and J-Vu, you guys rock, listening live, streaming in Urbandale. Go Big Blue from Dino Perenza. Glad to have you on here, Big D. And we'll take a quick timeout. Come back with your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half and your impact player courtesy of the Eagles Club and all the scores from this football Friday night. You're listening to Blue Demon Football. Don't go anywhere. Like erotica.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.